at a dollar for every bill this next guest has been involved with in the last 6 months, I'd probably retire, Brittany. Senator Rick Jones is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. No one can say that you're not on the job.
On a job every day, going into work today.
All right. I want to talk about the proposal that would legalize some aerial fireworks. Tell me about it.
Well, actually, the proposal would only legalize Class C fireworks. Now, Class C are the consumer grade. A lot of people probably know these as black cats or little bottle rockets. We're losing millions of dollars of tax dollars because people are driving to Indiana and Ohio. The things are here anyway. I can tell you from my 31 years with the sheriff's office, they're everywhere. And there's very little enforcement unless somebody, you know, blows up a mailbox or does something destructive. So why not let Michigan have the tax dollars instead of having them all go over the border?
All right, Rick. I just had Lansing fireman Eric Weber. He's their public information officer. He's live in studio talking about fireworks safety. And his advice to people is to let the professionals handle the fireworks. And the amateur stuff, we should leave alone. That they're dangerous. He deals with kids who are burned on a yearly basis, and he doesn't think that these type of fireworks are safe. He's not against the ordinance or your bill per se. How would you respond to that?
Well, the vast number of injuries in Michigan are caused by sparklers. People give sparklers a device that burns a metal wire extremely hot in little children. They get into little children, they burn their hands. There's eye danger, all sorts of danger with sparklers. And that's really where most of the injuries are in the hospital. Now, there are certainly going to be fireworks injuries every year. I heard of one case where a woman went down and bought a large display fireworks some other state and then looked right over the top of it as she lit it. Well, you can't legislate foolishness. Those are already illegal. Display fireworks should only be done by professionals. They are very dangerous. And, you know, under the legislation we have right now, this would not even legalize the old M80 cherry bomb type stuff. That, by the way, is illegal under federal law now. So the only thing we're talking is the small consumer-grade fireworks. And I think we might as well keep the tax dollars here.
Well, it makes sense tax-wise. Safety-wise, it doesn't seem to make as much sense. But from what I understand, the bill would have lots of safety precautions in it.
Absolutely. The local fire departments, if they have a fire inspector, would get all the fees. They could go out and inspect either the tents or the stores. There'd be different fees because, of course, the building has many more fire things you have to inspect. And, you know, that would go to fire department education for the firefighters. And, by the way, the Firefighters International Union is behind the legislation.
All right, Rick, as we speak, where does this bill stand?
Well, right now we're trying to get a bill that makes everybody happy. We're hoping to have it in place before next year's fireworks season. And I anticipate probably this fall we may be able to move something. The House got it through a committee, but they haven't got it through the House floor yet.
All right. Senator, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.